This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. A lot of guys got some of their first experience dipping their toe into the NFL for the first time in real live game action, so that was good. The guys fought hard to stay in the game at times and then mount a comeback at the end there. Really appreciate that. That said, there's a lot we can take from this game, both young and old, and coaches and players. So that's really where you start with it. You go and look at the film, and there'll be a lot to go through tomorrow when we get together. Update on James, that's probably a question you guys have. James and I had a good conversation yesterday. We talked about warming up. He agreed to warm up, but not play due to his situation right now. So that's where we're at. So no change really overall.
If you can elaborate on that, if maybe you don't care to, but when you say to not play, what's the compromise there? You just wanted him out there, make sure he was there, or?
No, we wanted him to play. I wanted him to play, but I don't really want to, go into it any further. There's really no change at this point in time from what it was going into this weekend and the game today. So, he warmed up, like I said, but at this point, due to his situation and the position he's in, was not willing to play. So that's where we're at. Again, it was a good conversation, but really no change overall.
What did you like about how Mitch did getting the start?
Yeah, I thought he did some good things. In particular, I think it was the third drive, maybe third or fourth drive there, moving us down the field, got into a good rhythm, made a couple great throws there.
Sean, just with James, do you expect him to practice this coming
week? Yeah, but again, let's move on. We can talk about the guys who played. I think that's the right thing to do and the fair thing to do right now. So James's situation is James's situation, and let's talk about the team.
Sean, along the lines of Mitch, Mike had his moments too. How do you assess that backup quarterback race right now?
I think both of those guys did some good things. Both of those guys moved the team down the field, at times, and I'm sure both have some plays that they want back. Just overall, we'll continue to look at it. They'll continue to battle as we get back into practice this week.
We just talked to Joey Bosa in the locker room. He said it might have been about 6 years since he played in the preseason. Was it good for you to see him get some snaps in that setting, and did you like what you saw?
Yes. We were out there first on defense and had a chance to get off the field on a first third down. Bigger picture now, but specific to Joey, I thought it was good that he got out there. It really was. And same for our ones, get out there, get their minds right, minds around, hey, playing and getting into warm-ups and going out there, getting some maybe pregame jitters going. And that's, the ramp up to the season here. So as you could tell, we got a lot of work to do. I thought Joey, again, did some good things there. It looked like in the run game in particular on a couple plays. And I appreciate him being the pro that he's been to this point and going out there and playing.
Jordan Hancock has a lot on his plate early due to his versatility. Today, getting pressure, open field tackling, interception that's negated by a penalty. What did you think of his first game?
Yeah, it looked good. Again, you know, you really don't know until you watch the film. I'm not out there watching a specific person necessarily, but there's certain guys that you could feel. They showed up in the game. You could feel them on special teams, feel them on defense in this case, Jordan being one of them.
Why did you have Ray Davis kick the extra point even though you didn't sign a kick this way?
You know, you never know, right? I just feel like, what if it happens in a game? We've been on the other side of it where a team has lost their kicker. I think it was in pregame warmups a few years back. So you kind of make a mental note of that and saying, hey, what if it happened to us? And you know, with T-Bass out, even though we signed a kicker, I wanted to see what it would look like. It's different doing it in practice. We've always practiced it, but the transition, right, the pit stop, we score, Ray's on the sideline, they're hitting his lug nuts with the in the pit stop, and we're getting the shoe off and getting the other shoe on. And I think Coach Tabor may have tied his shoe for him, I'm not sure. But it was really good pit stop and then the execution. So really cool to watch.
So 0 to 100% of being practical versus what percentage of that was because it's fun? And you have a team that has done things that you will keep your guys engaged just because it's fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is fun. I mean, it's fun to see that. I think it's energy producing, and Ray takes a lot of pride in things, right? In particular, playing running back, being a great teammate, and then in this case, kicking. And like, what happens if it does happen? What are we going to do in the middle of a game? Now we're a little bit tested at least. I don't plan on doing it again. This preseason, I think once is enough. I don't want to, him to pull a hamstring or whatever trying to kick an extra point or a field goal. But it was good for us to do it. When I was on the sideline after that, I'm like, okay, how much of it is, in fact, realistic in a real game? If we had to do it, how quickly could, let's say Ray scores, right? I mean, that's going to be a challenge to get him all the way back. So we got to come up with another plan, pit stop. Maybe somebody reruns the shoe out to him,
It's a high school thing, right? Quarterbacks
never know.
A lot of time.
Right. Yeah.
This
is like we're filibustering here. Could talk about this all night.
It's preseason.
Hey, John, you are.
Yes.
Are you done?
That it was.
Hey, jump in whenever you want.
Special teams is obviously something we're all paying attention to. Return game. We saw who was out there today. Have you made any inroads on what do you think's happening return wise?
We wanted to see a few guys today. Really, as many of the guys as we could. Guys have been back there. There's a number of them. In addition to LaVisca, Codrington, and then. Frank Gore, KJ, Evans has been back, so there's a lot of them, and we're trying to see if we can get through them all and get them all a touch and an opportunity to show us what they got in live action. It's one of the harder things to practice live, right, full speed, is running down on kickoff and because of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The numbers and guys who are healthy, then also, you know, the physicality of the play. So.
Would you consider maybe one of your toughest roster decisions is dedicating a position to just a return guy? Because Covington really last year didn't really help you on defense, but he was the return guy. Can you? Yeah. Is it hard to create that one roster spot?
It is, but we're constantly looking at it because it is increasingly becoming an important spot. Right, because the game with the rules this year, again, changing, continued to, like you saw the play today, right? Or even, you know, after half, we were discussing this as a staff 2-3 days ago. All right, what's the decision before half? Are we going to kick it into the end zone? Where it used to be a team would just, hey, sit on the ball. There's X amount of seconds left. They'll sit on it. Ball's at the minus 20, touchback in the old way, right? Or years ago. Now it's at the 35. Now the team may say, hey, okay, we got one play and we're throwing it in the, you know, throwing a Hail Mary. So the game is constantly changing, and with that, the situations change. And so that play overall, and then in particular the returner, is becoming a really big part of the game. So it's definitely drawing our attention.
Sean, along those lines, LaVisca, you seem like you had him at gunner. He was the starting kick returner. You gave him a punt return. He made a nice play on the two-pointer. I know he started camp hurt. He may be playing a little bit of catch-up, but where do you feel like he's at, and what did you think of those varied roles that you gave him today?
Right, intentional. We were intentional with that, Coach Tabes in particular, and then Joe a little bit as well, and just trying to see again. You know, you're talking about you know, these down-the-line guys in terms of what they have to be able to do as opposed to, hey, just one spot, one position. It's hard to keep niche players unless they're, you know, really special. So every situation is different, don't get me wrong, but the more you can do, the more you help us out holistically on the roster. And as you said, you referenced LaVisca and playing those, you know, different positions. I think that's important. And, you know, Codrington, we're moving him around on defense and seeing what he can do, as well as, you know, the punt returner spot as well and the kick returner.
How about with Shavers? Because he keeps making plays. You've talked about him, and then you got him out in some teams. Can he help you in special teams and help himself in that case?
Yeah, that's going to be big for Shaves. We feel like we know what he can do, you know, out at wide out and things, and he continues to show us that. And it's, okay, now how good can you become on special teams, and what phases or how many phases can we get out of you? Again, just in terms of versatility and the value overall.
Sean, to look at film on this, that fourth down play, the execution pre-snap and post-snap that we did that touchdown to Hamler from Mike White, talk about the offensive line, change the protection. How impressed were you with that entire group and the operation of that?
Yeah, huge. I mean, these guys they're not always playing together. Right, so to get out there and to be able to execute that and at that level is really impressive, I think, overall, and just proud of the guys. You know, it takes leadership too, right? So who can rally the guys, get them all on the same page? I thought Mike did a good job, Shane as well, and Mitch. I mean, those three guys, I thought, did some good things in the game.
Some of your players over the years have talked about, you know, how in the preseason you're not necessarily game planning very much for a game. Is there a way you could, like, put a number on it? If there was, like, one, you're not doing anything, and 10, you're really, really into the game plan, like, where does it fall? How much work are you doing to get ready for the Giants, and how much of it is just looking for individual things from certain players?
It probably differs a little bit, you know, within each phase. You know, offense may do just a little bit more or a little bit less 1 week, you know, but, I mean, really we're hovering around 0 and 1, I would say. In particular in the first game, because I'm just a big believer in allowing these young players to play, not have to worry about, you know, the volume of a game plan, and we get a better feel for who they are as football players when we can just watch them react and play fast and not have to think. We'll move on from here and graduate a little bit, but even still, I mean, we don't do a lot. Every team's a little bit different. We don't do a lot as it relates to game planning in the preseason.
It sounds intentional, right? It almost sounds like you want to see how they react without knowing exactly what the plan is.
If without knowing with it's how they react. Yeah, I mean, without having to balance a game plan on their shoulders, but there is an element of, hey, what can they handle game plan wise? And we'll get into that a little bit, like I said, but you know, overall, that's how we do it. It may not be the same for everybody else.
I know you guys are super familiar with Curtis Samuel. Availability continues to be kind of one of the storylines with him. How much is he kind of missing out on how much he's been out the last couple of weeks, and what does he have to do for the next couple of weeks kind of gain some ground?
Yeah, I'm excited this week to see who can really get back. I am. I mean, we've had a number of guys kind of in that, just over here, that grouping, and they're working hard. They are, you know, Kurt's one of them. And he knows, and they all know, availability is important, right? It's time to go, and, you know, the season's not far away. So we have a lot to learn from today. It wasn't where it needed to be in a lot of ways. So we've got a lot of work to do, and getting these guys back to put in the work is part of our challenge right now, and so the season's not waiting on us, but we need some of these guys back, and back fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.